and welcome back to the Pods Pod, the official podcast of Melbourne Sports Podiatry and Physiotherapy Centre. I'm Holly, and I'm here with Shalom again.
Hello, Shalom. Hi, everyone. It's good to talk again. It's been a while.
It has been a little while. We've slacked off, yeah, but we're back.
And we've definitely got some updates since our last podcast too.
We do, actually. We're here today with James, our new physio. He's down at our Preston clinic. So if you live locally to Preston, James is who you'll be paying a visit for all your physio needs. So welcome, James, to the podcast.
Thank you and good morning.
Is it still morning?
Yeah, just.
Okay. I checked.
Good. James, let's just start off nice and easy. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, your life. You grew up in Sydney, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. So I'm James, physiotherapist. Yeah, I grew up in Sydney, moved down to Melbourne about 4 years ago to study physio, but I had a bit of a career before that up in Sydney.
Mm, fantastic.
So tell us a bit about that. So you studied and researched for a couple of years, straight out of high school, was it?
Not quite. When I left, when I finished high school, I went straight into uni. I did a science degree at Sydney Uni. A lot of anatomy, physiology, neuroscience. I very much enjoyed that and did an honours year researching in neuroscience of, part of neuroscience of pain. Mm-hmm. After I did that, I potted around for about 18 months, did some backpacking and just some casual work and thought I might continue the research. So I started a PhD at that point and did it in a couple of different labs, but different ones to where I did my honours. And again, it was looking in the end more into the neurosciences of decision making.
Wow. So do you have your PhD?
No, I don't have a PhD. I did 2 years of research there,
yep.
But decided it wasn't for me. So I finished up and left the program. So
2 years of that quite intense and focused research, it's incredible. It's amazing, James.
Yes, 3 years of research all up, one for honours, two for the PhD. Mm. Yeah, I didn't graduate with anything from that. Learned a lot of lessons, but yeah, it was definitely a big challenge and I probably wasn't ready for it.
I'd say although you didn't graduate, it's time well spent and you would have got a lot of value out of it anyway. So
I did. I learned a lot about myself and the work, and it's a challenging area going from being heavily supervised and mentored to being essentially on your own without any support really whatsoever and trying to build a research project.
Yeah, definitely.
Fast forward, ultimately you're here with us as a physio. So what led you down that path? What made you want to become a physio?
Well, after
kind of links in, but yeah.
Yeah, after I finished the research, I was again pottering around trying to work out where I wanted to go next. And I took stock and looked at where my strengths were and some of the interests and decided that physiotherapy would be the next place of call. Mm. So combining that anatomy, physiology, neuroscience, and long interested in sports. And at the time, I was very interested into gymnastics and circus-based stuff.
Yes, we've noticed you've been on your hands a fair bit around the clinic. How did you get into that?
Around about that time, I very much got into artistic gymnastics as a sport and met some people at Sydney Uni, which has a very handy little gymnastics club, which I was a member of for a few years. And I, with plenty of help from others, taught myself to the art of hand balancing and spent a few years building up that skill. And sadly to say, I've lost it a bit, but I'd like to.
I don't know if he's lost it, but he's,
maybe to your standards, but to the rest of us.
Pass that on to the rest of us. That's a good skill.
So basically, if you come in here and you see James the wrong way around, don't fear. It's fine. It's pretty normal.
He's handy.
Yes. and then you worked in aged care. That was your first physio job, wasn't it?
Correct, yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
So I graduated in the end of 2019 and was just working casually after that. Originally, I hadn't wanted to do aged care, but when our COVID period started and I was looking for work and the gym shut down where I was working, and I took a locum job, physio job at an aged care facility out in Bairnsdale in East Gippsland.
Beautiful. Funny story. So James talking about working in a gym and casually. We not at the same time, but worked at the same place at Melbourne University Sport.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, James was in
the gym department, and I was with kind of the admin team behind the scenes. But yeah, it's funny how things all work out. And the same thing with the way the clinics work, connections, like with Elise being working in Tassie, Megan from Tassie but from Sydney,
small all those world. Stuff. Dan's from Sydney.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Lots of links.
A lot of us are from interstate, for sure. Yeah. Me doing one of my favourite placements in Hobart. Yeah. So there you go.
I didn't know that either.
Brownie points with Shalom. He's very biased towards Tassie. I am. He loves Tassie.
For good reason and good measure, though.
Tassie is beautiful and the people are... There's something about the Tassie people, I think.
Not more friendly.
So, you've been with us for about a month now, James. Yes. How have you found adapting and sort of the transition from aged care into a very different
environment?
Yeah, the environment's very different, and the emphasis in physiotherapy, again, is very, very different. Adapting has been slow, and obviously, we, as a practice, we're fairly quiet at the moment, but adapting to it well, I think.
Yeah, I think James has been fantastic. It's, in a way, James thinks clinically and processes things, I think, very similar to our director of physio, Cam. Mm-hmm. He's very... not calculated, but measured in terms of thought process, which is, as a physio and health practitioner, is a very safe way to be. Definitely something that we promote, which is great. So I think all those patients that come through the door can definitely expect a thorough consult, making sure that we get all that subjective history and not missing anything, which is good because that's how 100%. We come out with those diagnoses.
Definitely agree with that one.
So, James, what do you think over the last month of being with us is the thing that you've learned the most or... maybe it's completely different than what you previously thought in terms of processes and things like that from your previous job?
I mean, the aged care environment is very, very different. You're working with people every day who are, you know, very unwell with a lot of medical conditions. It's a very clinical environment, particularly during COVID with all of the lockdowns. We were some of the only people that the residents would see on a regular basis, not having access to... visits for a lot of that period. So it's been an interesting adaptation process, going from doing well in that environment, learning a lot and being able to make a difference, to coming here and it's wholly new, and just realizing that, again, so much to learn, and as a practitioner still very much at that beginning stage.
So in terms of, I know you're new to treating, you know, in a private practice and things like that, but I obviously think you're very competent as a practitioner. What do you enjoy most about treating? What type of pathologies, what type of clientele do you get the most satisfaction out of?
I like treating a number of areas, but I think in summary my favourite is an individual who maybe has had a history of pain, who's been to physios or other practitioners in the past, who's a little bit uncertain about how to manage their conditions and very keen on getting into an exercise program but has struggled in the past. So I very much enjoy working with that person over time to help them build their confidence and competence in starting a sort of more of a self-managed exercise program with...
So I think the perfect way to summarise that is you love giving tools to patients to look after themselves, which obviously the setup and space that we have here really enables that. But I think also your personality and your background and how you are as a practitioner set you up nicely to do that. Because converting patients that have seen practitioners previously, maybe not got the, I won't say the right outcomes or the preferred outcomes, but where they're still tentative about treatments and processes, you need to hit that reset button and really re-educate and get them to not buy in but believe in terms of that process that they need to go through to be able to self-manage rather than relying on a practitioner. So I definitely think that's a good answer to your question because you do set patients up well to do that.
Definitely.
I think that's about all for James today. So what we'll do, the next podcast we'll have is actually going to be clinical. In terms of updates from the clinics from me, we've added, I think, 4 staff in the last 4 weeks. So through the last 4 weeks of COVID, we've been lucky enough to bring on the likes of James Solner, who's our new brand and practice manager, and also Alex, who's a new admin staff.
He's also studying physio, so that's good as well.
That's right, and we've also got Chris, who's an exercise sports scientist, who's studying to become an exercise physiologist as well. So got lots of fun staff on board, which again really helps with our dynamic. And when things do open up, gives us a lot of extra modalities and treatment tools, which would be nice. But that's all from us today. And if you join us next time, I think it'll be a bit of a case study, which would be nice.
Very good. Thanks, James.
Thank you both.
For the chat.
See you guys.
Bye.